The Vikings by Ellen Maurer. Chapter 1. Causes of the Viking Movement. The period of Scandinavian history to which the term Viking is applied extends roughly from the middle of the 8th to the end of the 10th or the first half of the 11th century. Its commencement was marked by the raids of Scandinavian freebooters upon the coasts of England, western Scotland, and Ireland, and upon Frankish territory. Its climax was reached when in the course of the 9th and 10th centuries, Scandinavian rule was established in Ireland, Man, and the Western Islands, the northern and midland districts of England, Normandy, and a great part of Russia. Its close was marked by the consolidation of the Scandinavian kingdoms in the late 10th and early 11th centuries, under such mighty sovereigns as Olaf Tryggvason and Olaf the Holy in Norway, Olaf Skotkonung in Sweden, and greatest of all, King Knut in Denmark, who, for a brief time, united the whole of Scandinavia and a great part of the British Isles in one vast confederacy. The extent and importance of the movement is indicated from the first by the almost simultaneous appearance of trouble in England, on the coast of France, and on the Eider boundary between Denmark and the Frankish Empire. In the reign of Beortric, King of Wessex, (786–802), three ships of the Northmen coming from Hordaland around Hardanger Fjord landed near Dorchester. In June 793, Lindisfarne was sacked. In March 800, Charlemagne found himself compelled to equip a fleet and establish a stronger coast guard to defend the Frankish coast against the attacks of the Northmen, and from 777 onwards, when the Saxon patriot Widukind took refuge with the Danish king Sigefridus, Old Norse Sigröðr, there was almost constant friction along the land boundary between Denmark and the Frankish Empire. The outburst of hostile activity had been preceded by considerable intercourse of a varied character between Scandinavia and the countries of Western Europe. Early in the 6th century, the Danes, or, according to another authority, the Gotar from Gotaland in South Sweden, invaded Frisia under their king Chocilaicus. Reference is made to this raid in the story of Hygelac, king of the Geatas, in Beowulf. Professor Zimmer suggested that the attacks of unknown pirates on the island of Egg in the Hebrides and on Tory Island off Donegal, described in certain Irish annals of the 7th century, were really the work of Scandinavian raiders. The evidence of Irish legend and saga goes to prove that in the same century Irish anchorites settled in the Shetlands, but were later compelled by the arrival of Scandinavian settlers to move on to the lonely Faroes. Here they were not to be left in peace, for the Irish geographer Dicuil, writing in 825, tells us that the Faroes had then been deserted by the monks for some 30 years owing to the raids of Northmen pirates. Dr. Jacobson has shown that the forms of place names in the Shetlands point very definitively to a settlement from Scandinavia in pre-Viking days, before 700, while the sculptured stones of Gothland show already at the end of the 7th century clear evidence of Celtic art influence. Possibly also merchants of Scandinavian origin were already settled in the Frankish Empire, and it is certain that there was considerable trade between Scandinavia and the West. Most of the intercourse thus demonstrated was slow in development, peaceful and civilizing in character. How came it that in the latter years of the 8th century this intercourse was suddenly strengthened and intensified, while at the same time it underwent a great change both in methods and character? The traditional explanation is that given by Dudeau and by William of Jumièges in their histories of the settlement of Normandy, and by Saxo in his account of Danish settlements in Baltic lands in the 10th century, viz., that the population of Scandinavia had outgrown its means of support.